Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the messenger, yeah, stepping out of Pila. From Babylon to Zion, my chains are looser in my mind. But out here, the Jakes are shooting. The judge judged for hire, the jury's a straight liar. Israel fried up, they got a phone stacked and wired up. The police got you stuck, no one desires us. This law requires us to buy this man's trust. Pay to get salvation, who you playing? But I pulled your card, I seen your star, they false lights. My spirit spit lyrics so cold, your frostbite. And that's the attitude. From your rapes every night, and young boys shot down in the street, and they mama, your overseas call this the good life, like the hood's right.
No.
Praise the mighty Yah. First and foremost, in all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another week, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For y'all ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. And who is Yah? Yah is the Creator of heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our King. He's our judge. He's our lawgiver. And Yah is our only Savior. And not just of Israel. Yah is the Savior of the world. And we praise the mighty Yah for allowing us to come before you this night, that you might know, believe, and understand his great, holy, and exalted word. Even the words of truth. Last week, my beloved brothers did an excellent job in bringing to you scriptures, definitions. And they talked to you about scripture definitions concerning the months and the moons, day and night, evening and morning, scripture definitions of a year. And tonight we're going to bring to you the scripture definition of summer and winter. In the scriptures, the Almighty let us know emphatically that there are 10 different seasons. And I may add, they also brought you scripture definition of the word season, which merely means, according to the scriptures, a set time, an appointed time, not some random time, not Negro time, but set time, appointed time, a time that is set not by you, not by me, by Yahweh himself. These are the set times that Yahweh has given us. And we're going to get to summer and winter, but those are two of the set times of Yahweh. Man cannot change these times. These times are not changed by virtue of the elements in the earth. So, for example, if it just so happened to snow during the summer, that don't make it winter. And if it's 100 degrees during the winter, that don't make it summer. That don't make the situation, the season, unusual, but they don't change the season. It don't change the facts. That's why it's so very important to know scripture definition. So when you see a day, even in the middle of the day, become dark. So dark you can't see anything. That don't make it night. It's still day. It's just a dark day. And likewise, if you see a night that happens to light up for some strange reason, that don't make it day. It's still night. And these are the things that we must understand. And please forgive me. I'm getting over a cold, but I'm good. Hallelujah. So let us go through some of these scripture definitions. First thing we want to know is, what are the set times of Yahweh? Because if we don't know these set times, everything we think we know is really in vain. You can't even know the law without understanding these set times. And I'm going to show you emphatically how our people, which is most important to know the law, our people are totally confused on the law, totally backwards on the law, and as a result of being confused, as a result of being backwards, then what do that do? That makes us not keepers of the law. Even though we say we keep the law, even though we say we believe we keep the law, even though we say we understand the law, you're going to find that this is not the truth. So let's go where the Creator lets us know about these seasons. In the book of Genesis, the 8th chapter, get right to the point. What are we talking about? Tonight we're going to be dealing with summer and winter. Two of the 10 set times of Yahweh. We're going to talk about seasons in general also. And when I say seasons, I'm talking about his set times. The way we see seasons, we see them like when leaves falling off the tree. You might call that a season, but Yahweh, he called that something else. You might call things springing out the earth a season, but Yahweh called it something else. And we're going to see what Yahweh called these things. Because once we get our vocabulary corrected, the Almighty said, and a lot of people think your vocabulary is based on your language. So in other words, if we just learn Hebrew, then we get everything correct. And of course, that's not the truth. If that was true, then there would be no Hebrew-speaking people who believe in Christ. We know that's a lie. But yet, the mass majority of the Israelites who believe they're Israelites believe in Christ, believe in the New Testament, and we know that's a straight-up lie. But they believe in it. They believe in ancient Hebrew and speak it. They believe in Paleo Hebrew and speak it. And all the other forms of Hebrew, and then they all go by many books. Whether you go by the Hebrew lexicon or the Septuagint, just because you got a Septuagint, I don't mean you got the upper hand for somebody. That's just a book. Or the Masoretic text, or the Paleo Hebrew text. No, these are just books. Or because you got the Strong's Concordance, or you got this book, that a book. The bottom line is, do you have the truth? And let me tell you how you know the truth. The truth is totally consistent. There's no inconsistencies in the truth. So all we want to see is that what you believe, what you know, what you teach, and the way you say you live. Let's see if that doctrine is consistent throughout, and we can see whether it's true or not. So let us get to reading. Genesis 8 chapter, and this is what it says in the 21st verse. Genesis 8 and 21. And Yahweh smelled his sweet savior, and Yahweh said in his heart, and yes, Yahweh got a heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore every living thing as I've done. And that's what Yahweh said. While the earth remains, and he already let us know the earth is forever. Seed time and harvest, that's going to remain. That's going to remain. But when Yahweh did away with the earth, during the time of Noah, there was no seed time and harvest. Watch what it says. Cold and heat. There was no cold and heat. You didn't know whether it was summer or winter. You didn't know. Because water was everywhere. You couldn't tell the difference. Summer and winter. How are you going to know it's summer? How are you going to know it's winter and water's everywhere? You don't know. Day and night shall not cease. How are you going to know? All you got to do, go underwater and stay under there for a few hours. And then tell me whether it's day or night. Go underwater. Go deep. And after you get underwater, tell me whether it's summer or winter. Go deep. Tell me if it's cold or heat. Seed time or harvest. See, you won't know those things. You won't be able to determine these things. But you will know if you understand the word of Yahweh. And you notice one of the beautiful things, and we just named eight of the seasons right here. One of the beautiful things about this is that it don't take a rocket science. In other words, the first thing you said is seed time and harvest. These are two polar opposites of one another. So once you know seed time, you can begin to know its opposite. That's like man and woman. Now, you would just have to be rebellious and look at a woman and say, that's man. You would just have to be tricked, brainwashed, bamboozled, or just straight up rebellious to say, oh, no, that's a man. Because Yahweh made a woman totally opposite of a man. I don't care what your mind tell you, what your heart tell you. As a woman, that's a man. That's a female. And that's a male. Nobody looks at a dog, that's a male, and say, and look under and say, oh, that's a female. You just don't understand it. can you get these things confused? When undoubtedly, our people have got these things confused, even though these are polar opposites of one another. Cold and heat. Nobody going to cold. Wearing tank tops and shorts. I know you would say some racists do that. But because they go and wear a tank top and shorts, that don't make it heat. It's so cold. And nobody going to heat wearing a fur coat. Just because they got on a fur coat don't make it cold. It's still heat. But you will wear a fur coat in the heat, and you will wear a tank top and shorts in the cold if you are confused. Summer and winter. Two polar opposites of one another. But everybody understand that until we get to day and night. And just because somebody told you at 1 a.m., this is the first hour, that don't mean it's the first hour of the day. It could be the first hour, but it's not the first hour of the day because it's not day at all. And this is what we got to know. And this is what we have to stop, frankly, being rebellious about. We just can't make seed time be harvest. Those times were set by Yahweh. We just can't make cold the heat. Yahweh said that. We just can't make the day night. Yahweh said that. We don't make up our own times. Yahweh makes up the time. And how do Yahweh do it? Well, let me show you. And then we get into defining these times, and we're talking about summer and winter. But let's go to the book of Ecclesiastes. And right now I'm just giving you the foundational points that these are all polar opposites of one another. Therefore, you will understand in all good, there's no evil. In all evil, there's no good. Because they polar opposites. Ecclesiastes 3. And watch what this says. First verse. To everything, there's a season. And that's what we talked about. Now, this word season is not, it don't come from the word moed, which means set time. This word season is really just referring to any time. Because watch what it says. To everything, there's a season. Watch this. A time to every purpose under the heaven. Because that's what a season is. A season is talking about time. And so it's telling you to all these times, their purpose. The first hour, the second hour, the first minute, the last minute. Every time, or a time to every purpose under the heaven. And it tells you that it's a time to be born. That's how you know this season is just talking about time. Watch what it says. A time to be born and a time to die. Now, most people think when you die, that's just a random man. He randomly died. He had a heart attack. Man, he was in a car accident. He randomly died. Man, he just got robbed and shot. He randomly died. Man, he wasn't even sick. And he died. And it looks like some type of random event. Until you understand, it's polar opposite. And what is the polar opposite of death? It is to be born. Now, is that random? See, nobody can walk around and say, man, he was randomly born. Well, how did that happen? Someone pregnant? Yeah, she was pregnant. Now, how could that be random? Man, she randomly got pregnant. Well, how did that happen? Did he sleep with her? Yeah. Then it wasn't random. And none of these things are random. These are times that Yahweh is letting you know these times. And the only times we think about is what our enemy told us. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 8 o'clock. That's the only time we know. But we don't know there's literal times in the earth that Yahweh has set. 10 of them. So let me get to the last two times, because 8 of them we just read about. And you read about the other two in the book of Numbers 28. Turn there. And then we go right into summer and winter. To show you not only what they mean, what it is, but their significance. In the book of Numbers 28, the very first verse, and Yahweh spoke to Moshe saying, command the children of Israel, say to them, and this is the law. That's why I say, if you don't get these times right, how can you say you know the law? Command the children of Israel and say to them, my offerings and my bread for my sacrifices made by fire, for a sweet savior unto me, shall you observe unto offer unto me in their due season. Now, this season means, come from the Hebrew word moed, which means set time. Now, how do we know it's a set time? Because Yahweh is going to tell you the set time that you offer. But if he didn't give you no set time, trust me, it'll be offered anytime. But no, Yahweh will give you the time of this offering, which lets you know this set time is a season. And this season is a set time. And watch what it says. Third verse. And you shall say to them, this is the offering made by fire, which you shall offer unto Yahweh. Two lambs, a first year without spot, day by day, for a continual burnt offering. Now watch this. You got offerings basically every day. Day by day. Continually. Now how do you offer this, Yahweh? Since you got to offer it day by day continually. Can you skip a day? No. Can you skip a month? No. No, you do it day by day. And watch the fourth verse. The one lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb shall you offer at evening. And I may add, in Hebrew, only say the other lamb, but it say the second lamb shall you offer at evening. Now, why is that so important? The reason why this is so important, because this is the law. Watch this a verse. It says, and the other lamb, which is the second lamb, shall you offer at evening as the meal offering of the morning, and as the drink offering thereof you shall offer it. A sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savior unto Yahweh. So in other words, the evening offering had to be like the morning offering. So now let me appeal to your wisdom. If my daddy, my Abba, if my father told me he want me to be like my brother, then how in the world can I come before my brother? And he said, be like your brother. In other words, would not have to see how my brother is to be like him? Would not have to watch him to be like him? See what he do? See how he respond? See how he... Of course I would. So how can the evening offering be like the morning offering, and then the evening come before the morning? That makes no sense at all. This is how we know by law the morning has to come before the evening, because the evening offering must be as the morning. Now, why is that important when it comes to summer and winter? Well, the reason why that's important is because Yahweh said he will make the crooked things straight. And if we begin to start putting things before they happen, before how Yahweh intended, before even going against what these words mean, then we couldn't possibly keep the law. This is how we know. Teaching that a day start at night, then how can then a day start with the morning? And then how could the morning come before the evening and the evening be as the morning? This throws this whole logic into shambles. And watch the law. Let's show you the law in the book of Jeremiah, the 8th chapter. You say, well, why are we going to Jeremiah to talk about the law? Well, what do you think the prophets talked about? You don't think the prophets talked about the law? Of course they talked about the law. What do you think the prophets was raised up to do? Watch this in the book of Jeremiah, the 8th chapter. Because this will get right into the heart of what we speak about. Summer and winter. This gets right into the heart of how I know we're not doing the law, because we have all our times, all our seasons out of course. In the book of Jeremiah, the 8th chapter, it says in the 7th verse, yes. The stalking of heaven knows her moed. In other words, she knows her set times. She knows her appointed times. The stork knows this. But not just the stork. The turtle, the crane, the swallow observe the time of their coming. They keep that. But my people know not the judgment of Yahweh. In other words, our people don't know when a day starts. Our people don't know the beginning of a month. Our people don't know what a year is. And these are all judgments of Yahweh. And why are they judgments? Because these particular times, certain things must happen. Certain things must go down, and Yahweh is telling you, this is going to happen in the first month. I want you to do this in the seventh month. It's the judgment of Yahweh. But if you don't know the times, then how can you know the judgment? Watch what it says. How do you say, since you don't know the judgment of Yahweh? We are wise, and the law of Yahweh is with us. How can we say that? No, certainly in vain may he, the pen of the scribes is in vain. This book might as well be in vain if you don't understand the difference between summer and winter, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, day and night, evening and morning. You don't know which one begins. You don't know which one ends. You don't know which one you start out with. You don't know which one you end up with. You're just totally confused. Then, how can you say we wise and we know the law? How can you say this book is not in vain? When in your mind, in your teachings, in your thoughts, you're going to say the polar opposite. As a matter of fact, you'll say they the same thing. Day is night, night is day. When do a day begin? In the evening? Well, when do it end? In the evening? And this is not the law. This is not wisdom. Nor is it the judgment of Yahweh. Watch this. Show you how important this is. And how our people thought. And how the scriptures will plainly let you know time. Watch what it says. In the same Jeremiah 8 chapter, the 19th verse, it says, behold, the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country, is not Yahweh in Zion? In other words, our people crying, but because somebody in a far country, but where is this Yahweh who you said will save you? Is not her king in her? Where is Yahweh? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities? Yes, Yahweh is in Zion. Yes, Yahweh hear the cry. But because our people have provoked Yahweh to anger, he turned his back towards us rather than his face. He made havoc, a selling of iron. Well, we're talking, but nobody can hear us. They see our lips moving, but we might as well be in a bubble that no one can hear. We can be saying help, but no sound is coming out because of our actions, because of our ancestors, because of what we do today. And how do we know Yahweh is not hearing us? How do we know Yahweh is not seeing us? How do we know Yahweh has totally separated us from Him, not for good, for evil? But this is how we know. Watch the 20th verse. It says, the harvest is past, and that's one of the seasons. The summer is ended, which is another season. And what is a season? A set time. And we are not saved. Because little people know, if Yahweh had intended to save His people, He's not going to do it during the time of winter. No, Yahweh would do this during the time of summer. And our people knew that if the harvest passed, the summer's ended, they'd just be waiting for another season. If Yahweh was going to bless us, would not He do it in the summer during the time of harvest? But once that's passed, then where is your blessing? In other words, is there figs on the tree? Is there fruit on the tree? Is there grapes in the vine? If Yahweh take away that, then where is your blessing? That's why Yahweh say, the stork know its time, the turtle, the crane, and the swallow know their time. But not our people. Our people have no time. And just to show you this, in this same Jeremiah 8 chapter, what you already seen, not only is summer and harvest the time that Yahweh saves, the time where Yahweh blesses, but all over the scriptures, you will see that the summer is the time of fruit. Watch what it says. In the 13th verse. Jeremiah 8 and 13. I will surely consume them, says Yahweh. There shall be no grapes on the vine. See, the only time that's going to happen is during the summer. If we don't see no grapes on the vine, this will let us emphatically know this is not a blessing. This is not good. This is a curse. Because to every time, there's a purpose. So we know what summer is purpose for. Nor figs on the fig tree. And the leaf shall fade. And the things that I have given them shall pass away from them. lot of things is passing away because we don't know time. So summer is a critical time. It's so critical that this is that's the time where Yahweh provides for the inhabitants of the earth with food, because that's what fruit is. That's what grapes is. This is what summer for. Let me feed my creation. But you can wait and sit down and wait for the winter to start eating and see what happens, not only to man, but to beast. Have you ever seen men out there in the winter trying to hunt? They can tell you what it's like hunting in the winter versus the summer. Totally different monster altogether. Watch this. I told you it's not just a time for food, but it's a time where Yahweh will save. Our people knew this. In the book of Amos, the 8th chapter. And if summer is the time of fruit, then what in the world you think winter is? Now we know winter is no fruit. I know it's confusing because you used to go on the Kroger's in winter and seeing all kind of fruit. This is how we know our enemies have totally brainwashed you. And now you don't know your season because you can get an apple at any time. You can get grapes at any time. You can get figs at any time. All you got to do is go to Kroger's. But this is not reality. In the book of Amos, the 8th chapter, watch what it says. First verse. Thus has Yahweh shown to me. And behold, a basket of summer fruit. This is what Yahweh showed. And he said, Amos, what see you? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then said Yahweh to me, the end has come upon my people of Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore. And the songs of the temple shall be howling in that day, says Yahweh. And there shall be many dead bodies in every place. They shall cast them forth with silence. Hear this, O you that swallowed up the needy. Even to make the poor of the land to fail. And what is Yahweh saying? The basket of summer fruit represents Yahweh's saving grace. It represents what Yahweh would do. And when he say the end has come upon my people Israel, and I will not again pass by them anymore. In other words, this is when Yahweh comes to redeem and rescue his people. But then it's also the time where Yahweh will kill, will do away with all those that will forsake him. As I said before, the summer, it don't just represent fruit, Yahweh's blessing to the inhabitants, to his creation on earth, but it also represents when Yahweh was saved. He was blessed, but he was saved. Imagine that passing without a blessing and without being saved. Then you have to wait another season. Because that's the time when Yahweh will do what he will do. No wonder this is the type of advice that Yahweh, the type of wisdom that Yahweh will give. Watch this in the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter. Talking about summer and winter. See, once you understand summer, then wisdom should teach you winter. Once you understand day, wisdom should teach you night, because they are polar opposites. And morning is the break of day. Then wisdom should teach you evening is the day going out. Day is twisting towards the night. Day is coming to an end. And what don't we understand that? Seed time. It's when you planting. Harvest is when you plucking up that which you have planted. Proverbs 6. And watch what it says. The 4th verse. Give not sleep to your eyes, or slumber to your eyelids. Deliver yourself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Go to the ant. Now, why would Yahweh tell anybody to go to the ant? What wisdom is it that you need to go to the ant? How could that be wise? I thought you made us higher than everything else. I thought we were the ones made after your image and after your likeness. So what sense does it make for me to go to the ant? Well, watch what it says. Go to the ant, you slugger. So he's not talking about a wise man to go to the ant. He's not talking about the those who have wisdom to go to the ant. He's talking to a slugger. He's talking to the rebellious. He's talking to those who give sleep to the eye and slumber to the eyelids. Go to the ant, you slugger. Consider her ways and be wise. Because if you wise, you know why the ant doing what it's doing. Because you doing what the ant should be doing. The only difference is the ant is not confused. He knows what he's supposed to be doing. It's man that's confused. It's man that has become backwards. And it's with man that the crooked things have to be made straight. Watch what it says. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Which having no guide, because nobody should have to guide you through this. Make you this thing. Overseer, nobody should be over your back with a whip. Or a ruler. You got all these supervisors standing at the door waiting to see what time you clock in. Waiting to see what time you get to work. In other words, if you already know the set time, then what sense does it make for you to have a ruler, an overseer, or a guide? Well, the only sense that it makes that you have these things is that you are rebellious. But if you take away your rebellion, if you take away your stiff neck, you're going to know the time. And you're going to keep the time. And you're going to observe the time. Just like the stork, the swallow, and the crane. And the turtle and the ant. Watch what it says. A verse. Provides her food in the summer, or meat in the summer, and gathers her food in the harvest. In other words, this is not only the time that they eat. It's not only the time that they work. But this is also time where they store everything to get them through the winter. No wonder it's telling the slugger to consider the end. Now, what sense do this make if the winter comes before the summer? This one makes no sense at all. It makes sense to many of our people because they will start their year in the winter rather than the summer. No wonder Yahweh said, consider the end. Watch what it says. How long will you sleep, O slugger? Because a slugger is not just somebody who physically sleeping. The slugger is also someone who's mentally asleep. Because someone that is mentally asleep versus someone that is physically asleep has the same outcome. They both are backwards. They both neither consider and observe the right time. How long will you sleep, O slugger? When will you arise out of your sleep? You have a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come as one that travels, and your want as an armed man. In other words, you know when an armed man wants something, he's desperate now. Man, I'm about to hit this bank. Man, why you doing it, man? My kids gotta eat. Man, just go get a job. Man, I don't got time to get no job right now. They need to eat now. My son need an operation now. My wife about to have a baby now. And I got these weapons. I'm about to put these to use. Somebody got to get hit. Why are you carjacking this guy? I need a ride. I need transportation. Somebody got to get hit. Yep, that's how the slugger is. When you're sleeping, that's what you'll become. But when you know time, and when you observe time correctly, according to the scriptures, you don't need a Septuagint, a Masoretic text, you don't need the Hebrew lexicon, or the Strong's Concordance. All you need is the truth. And how can you tell the truth? By its consistency. So you read everywhere where it talk about the summer. Everywhere where it talk about the winter. And you're going to know what it means. And you're going to see its polar opposites. Its differences. You're going to know evening. You're going to know morning. You're going to know day. You're going to know night. You're going to know seed times. You're going to know harvest. You're going to know cold, and you're going to know heat. But if you let somebody define these things for you, you're not going to know nothing but what they told you. And as a result, our people don't know nothing. Watch what the scripture says. Proverbs 10. Talking about summer and winter. Sure, it's a time to be saved. Sure, it's a time of the fruit. That's what summer is. As soon as we start seeing fruit, oh, that's summer. That's summer. Soon as the summer comes, we're looking to be saved. We're looking to be blessed. Once summer passed, oh my goodness, it's winter. How do you know that? Look, it ain't no fruit. How you know that? Now where are we going to get our blessings? Man, I got to hunt. Watch what it says. Proverbs 10. And we're going to start reading third verse. Watch what it says. Yahweh will not permit the soul of the righteous to famish. And that's very important. Because summer also means drought. You say, well, I thought we were going to be blessed in the summer. Yeah, you will. Unless Yahweh curse you. And then what will he bring you to let you know he cursed you? It's called drought. Yahweh don't bring no drought in the winter. It's nothing. It's already a drought. There's no food on the tree. There's no plants growing. So how can you call the winter drought? Even animals know that the winter is a drought. But in the summer, oh, man, they looking like, man, this is a smorgasbord now. It's the summer. But in the winter, there's nothing. Summer, let it be cursed. But watch this. Yahweh will not permit the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casts away the substance of the wicked. He becomes poor. He becomes poor that deal with a slack hand. A lot of people got slack hands. But the hand of the diligent makes rich. In other words, you just got to work hard You know, you play the lottery and hit the numbers and all that. Most people did that. It ain't worth for nothing. Don't have nothing. Steal. Watch what it says. He that gathers in summer is a wise son. What are you gathering? Because that's the time that Yahweh, and we're talking about time, set time. That is the set time that Yahweh has decided. You didn't decide this. To feed creation on earth. And it's called summer. He that gathers in the summer is a wise son, because that's the time he feeds you. But he that sleeps in harvest, and why harvest? Because harvest is part of summer. It's part of summer. But he that sleeps in harvest is a son that causes shame. Man, you, why you don't have no fruit? Man, I fell asleep. Why you don't have nothing to drink? No grapes, no wine, no fruit. Man, I fell asleep. I mean, all summer long? Man, why you don't have no? Man. Went to sleep, man. That what you gonna tell y'all? No, you should be ashamed of yourself, man. You should have got some sleep when it's time to sleep. If you want to sleep, sleep during the winter. That's when a lot of animals sleep. And not just Proverbs 10. In the book of Proverbs 26. In the very first verse, it says that snow, as snow in the summer. And don't get it twisted. Yes, it can snow in the summer. It's not natural. In other words, Yahweh will have to make this happen. And Yahweh will make this happen. Yahweh have made this happen. Just so you can understand his great powers. And he wants you to know how you should be thinking about such a thing like snow in the summer. And let's see how he wants you to think. And how about rain in harvest? In other words, if you start seeing a bunch of rain in the harvest time, then how are you going to start gathering in a bunch of stuff? Man, that rain will wash away your harvest. That rain water, just like it killed the whole earth by flood, the same will it do in the time of harvest. You don't want a bunch of rain during the harvest time. You want a bunch of rain during seed time. Because seed need that rain. But once something is grown and it's time to go get it, no, you don't want to be held up by no rain. That's why we got to know the time. Watch what it says. As snow in summer and as rain in harvest, so honor is not seemly for food. In other words, here it is, you want to honor a fool because you think everybody deserves honor. Everybody deserves respect. not a fool. Honor is not even saintly for a fool. Just like snow in summer and rain in the harvest. That's why you have to know the time. So when we see snow in the summer, we should be like, man, this is not good. This is not Yahweh trying to tell us something. He's trying to show us something. Rain in the hall. Oh, man, this might be a curse. That way, when it comes to a fool, we can't be twisted about how we should deal with this man. This is a fool. So why are you going to honor him? You might honor him and say, well, let me listen to him. What you going to listen to a fool for? Also, in the book of Proverbs 30, talking about summer and winter. And I know you ain't seen a little winter, because if you know the summer, you should know the winter. It's, but we'll read something. In the book of Proverbs 30. And we're going to read this is just wisdom. Watch what it says in the book of Proverbs. Watch what it says. 21st verse. For three things. Watch what it says. I want you to understand. I want you to see these three things. Because this is just wisdom. Proverbs is the book of wisdom. For three things, the earth is disquieted. And what do the word disquiet mean? In other words, when it's disquieted, that's not like something peaceful. In other words, when you disquiet, it's like, let me shut up. Let me back up from this, because this thing ain't good. This is not good. The word dis in of itself is something wrong, like dispute. Or disdain. This is not good. Watch what it says. And for which it cannot bear. And let's see what this is. 22nd verse. For a servant when he reigns. A servant is not meant to rule. He's a servant. Just give him a chance. My goodness. A fool, when he is filled with meat. Man, this was good. He's not about to praise Yahweh. This is a fool, man. All he cares about is his belly. Maybe if Yahweh make him hungry, he might consider. But that's the thing about a fool. He don't consider. Number three, watch what it says. 23rd verse. For a hateful woman when she is married. And here it is, most people don't know the difference between love and hate. And I'm saying, love and hate is polar opposites of one another. How could you get the two confused or less? You're backwards. Or less, you're brainwashed. Or less, you are rebellious. And then you would think the hate that you're doing is love. And the love is hate. And I'm telling you, our people got this totally backwards. No wonder we don't know the difference between day and night. For a hateful woman when she is married, and a handmaid that is hard to her mistress. None of these things are good. None of these things make sense at all. There are four things that are little upon the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. And watch what it says. There are four things, for the ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. That's great wisdom. And you know, that's where their strength is. The scriptures say wisdom is better than weapons of war. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom excels folly as far as the light excels darkness. And ants, they're little. But because they prepare their meat in the summer, they are wise. And ask yourself, are people in Babylon, is that what they do? No. Our people don't prepare nothing in the summer, because most, the vast majority of our people don't even grow and plant things. They rely strictly, totally on our enemies and Krogers. So no, they're not like the ants. The cocoons are but a feeble folk, yet make their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet go they forth, all of them by band. Oh, this is wisdom. The spider takes hold of her hands, and then king palaces. It is. Our people, they get scared of the spider. Man, I got to get these spiders out of here in the corner. Man, these spiders, they in the best palaces in the world. So your little house, that don't mean nothing to them. They make their house wherever they so will. And why? They little, but they are wise. And this is the issue. This is the problem with our people. It's wisdom. A couple more scriptures. Jeremiah 17. Talking about summer and winter. If summer, the time of fruits, so what do you think winter is? If the harvest has passed, then what you expect to do? In the book of Proverbs 17, told you, the summer is not just a time of fruit, but it's a time where Yahweh blessed. Watch what it says in the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. 7th verse. Blessed is the man that trusts in Yahweh, whose hope Yahweh is. Well, how do Yahweh show his blessings? For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters that spreads out her roots by the river and shall not see when he comes. But her leaves shall be green and shall not be afraid in the year of drought. Won't even be afraid. Neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Because that's when summer is. That's when Yahweh will bless. This is what the time is purposed for. So you can't be a slugger. So you can't sleep. You got to know the times. And our people don't know time. But when you know time, what you show, what you demonstrate, is that you keep law and that you are wise. That's what you show. That's what you demonstrate. Now you know purpose. Now you know time. And when you know time, and when you know purpose, that automatically means you got to know Yahweh. Because Yahweh is the one that made time. Look in the book of Psalm 74. Who do you think made these times? You didn't make them. I didn't make them. Stuff was here before us. In the book of Psalm 74, watch what it says. Look how Yahweh talks. Look how Yahweh speaks. The 16th verse, Psalm 74. The day is yours, Yahweh. The night also is yours. So don't come telling me day is night and night is day. You don't have to be confused. You don't have to be tricked. You don't have to contradict Yahweh to know this. The day is yours. The night also is yours. You have prepared the light and the sun. You have set all the borders of the earth. You have made summer and winter. You did this, Yahweh. These set times belong unto you. They don't belong unto us. We just got to know the times. We just have to observe the times. We just have to keep the times. That's all. And we can. If we desire to be wise, that's all we got to know. That's all we got to do. This is all we have to desire. And we can't be like other people. And we can't go by our enemies. Because if we do, then we're going to be tricked. because Yahweh never, ever gave them his times. They don't know him. That's why they confused today. Another scripture. In the book of Song of Solomon. The second chapter. And this is what it says. Song of Solomon. Most of the Song of Solomon, they are songs. They are poems of music. Watch what it says. Ninth verse. My beloved is like a rose or a young heart. Behold, he stands behind our wall. He looks forth at the window, showing himself through the lattice. My beloved spoke and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, come away. For lo, the winter is past. How we know that? Because if the winter passed, you should see fruit. For lo, the winter is past. The rain is over and gone. Now I don't have to worry about it raining all the time for the seeds. It's gone. And watch the 12th verse. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of birds has come. And the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree puts forth her green figs. And the vines with the tender grapes give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Now you see what happens when the winter is past. Now you see what happens when the rain is gone. You don't have to be confused about summer and winter. You don't have to be confused about their time and their purpose. Right now, we are in winter. Right now, we are looking toward the summer. And why? That we might be blessed. Why? That we might eat. Why? So we might be saved. This is what we're looking for. This are the set times of Yahweh. These are the things we got to know to do the law. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Child entertainment.
Beginning of a new way. You could never be our king.
is of many kings. Yah's name is all. We are the mighty Yehudah Deen, lions of Yah.